I'm Luara. I'm also 14, and I'm part of the events team. So I help Rach a lot with today. I help with Kids Club and all the holiday programs. So I work really close with Rachel on that.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm 14. I do morning tea and worship for week B.
Hi, I'm Jules. I'm 15, and I'm I help out on the worship team, and I also do the graphics alongside a couple of the other girls. We just work on all the posters for you guys, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm 18, and I'm usually in charge of, or actually I organize games every week.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I'm 14, and I do morning tea.
And she does worship, and she does photography as well for us. And then we've got the next generation tomb. Hey! Yeah, so I'm not going to say his name this time. No, he's going to say it.
My name's Samuel. What am I saying?
How old are you, Samuel?
I'm 13.
That's awesome.
I'm Jordan, and I'm 12.
I'm Aiden, and I'm 11.
And then we also have all the storytellers. Where are they at? They didn't even come up. All right. So, yes, we have Joanne. How about you stand up? Yeah. We have David. We have Kieran. We have Kerry. Am I missing anyone? No, I think that's right. We have such a massive team. And I'm only new to the church, so I'm still learning names. And yeah, so this is my team. Now check out our shirts. Okay, now everyone turn around. So you're probably like, why do they have fruits on it? It's a funny story. We kind of just, I don't know, we're just mucking around in the group chat. And we're like, oh, like, fruits of the Spirit. We want to like raise a generation up that are like strong in the fruits of the Spirit. And then all of a sudden, Joshua randomly puts us all as fruits in the group chat, and then it became a thing. So I'm a grape, and then everyone else has their fruits as well. So we're like, let's chuck it on the shirt. It's a bit of fun, you know. All right, I'm going to kick them off the stage. Another funny thing actually about the shirts is we tried to hold off on giving them the shirts till like as late as we could so they didn't damage it or anything like that. So we were like, all right, we'll hand it out on Thursday when we do our practice. They should be okay till Sunday. Anyways, first night, I ripped my shirt. So then we had to sew it. Me, I ripped my shirt. And then Jules lost her shirt. Where is Jules? Yeah, she lost her shirt. But then she realized she put it in the wash, so we found it. That was a bit dramatic. All right, so I'm going to be talking from Daniel 3, the image of gold and the blazing furnace. So in 1 Peter, it actually talks on how we suffer in all kinds of trials. And the Hebrew translation, it actually says many colored trials. So that's why we've got a really colorful, vibrant room today. So I've got 3 areas that I'm going to talk on from this story. So the first one is fire. So fire is red. It is red. So our bands are going to be red. Then we have faith, which is going to be yellow. Yeah, it's going to be yellow eventually. Then we have freedom, which is blue. Yeah. Okay, so a bit of background. In 605 BC, I assume that's how you say it, Nebuchadnezzar. So there are a lot of like really long names in this that I probably like won't get out. So we're going to give them nicknames. But pretty much he was the king of Babylon and he conquered Judah. And following his victory, he decided to get the best and brightest young men of Judah and deport them to Babylon. And his plan was to train these young men for 3 years. And pretty much make them Babylonian people. Yeah, if that's a word. I don't know. I might have made that up. So there are 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So let's give them nicknames. We'll go Shad, Mesh, and Abed. Abed? Yeah, we'll go with Abed. So yeah, that's like the little history. This guy, Nebuchadnezzar, actually changed their names to that because why? That's a great question. Because it was more Babylonian. So yeah, so that was more respectful to like their culture rather than to God's culture. So their names before were a little bit more like God-friendly. I don't know. Anyway, so the first point is faith. And faith is defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Now, isn't that crazy? Like to have complete trust in someone or something. Like that's kind of scary. And so Nebuchadnezzar decided we're going to build a gold statue. And it was, how big was it? It was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. So that was pretty big. I'm not good at maths, but I imagine it to be really big. And pretty much if they didn't bow down, they were going to be thrown into the blazing furnace. And this moment where all those that believe had to make decisions on whether or not they were going to stand up for God or not, pretty much. So imagine you're in this position, right? So some king, so Pastor Andrew, the king of the church, he tells you that you have to bow down to this painting. He'll never do that, but say he tells you to bow down to that painting. And we're all Christians here, right? And, well, I mean, Andrew isn't scary. So I feel like Andrew isn't a good example of this. I feel like Nebuchadnezzar would have been really scary. But anyway, so Andrew tells you to bow down to that painting and you're like, oh my goodness, like, I'm really scared. I'm going to be thrown into a fiery furnace if I don't bow down to that. Like, it was a life or death kind of situation. So would you say yes or no to that situation? Yes or no? Would you bow down? No. Oh, my goodness. You guys, such good Christians. But anyways, there would have been heaps more Christians in this town, right? But there were only 3 men that actually stood up and said, heck no, I am not going to bow down to that painting. I'm not going to bow down to that gold statue. And so, wait, where am I up to? Thank you. So I just have to be silent. You guys clap for me. Wow, I'm just going to go, nah. So, yeah, the point of faith is just like you're completely trusting in God, right? And so, yeah, so we're going to move on to fire now. And this is where your faith is tested, right? So in verse 17 to 18, it says, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Come on now. That's great. So, again, another silent moment. So they're now being tied up in the furnace, right? And that's scary. So I actually need someone to help me to, or I can do it. I'll get it. You're like, whoa, it's red. It's just water with red dye in it. Okay, so this is scary. I'm just going to like, oh, guys, it's just bubbles, relax. Yeah. Actually kind of scared to do this. All right, so I'm going to put my mic down for a second, okay? So one of my favorite songs, actually, is What? Huh? Uh-oh. Am I going to catch on fire? What? Oh, more bubbles. No more bubbles. What? Why? Uh-oh. Okay. All right. So, when we're in the fire... So, okay, right, back to what I was saying. One of my favorite songs, I've actually said it before, I think, down here, in When the Fight Cause, one of my favorite lines is, you can walk through fire and not be burnt. Right? So, these guys, like, if we move on to freedom, right? So, when we... These guys walked through the fiery furnace, right? And, well, they didn't walk through, like, eventually, like, they were actually going to be burnt alive. But God, like, protected him. Like, they protected him. So, all right, so can I do it now? So should I do more bubbles? No. Oh, no. It's going to go like that. Okay, all right, are you ready? How about you come down here? I'm so confused. I did it up there before, so I don't know why I'm now getting like signals not to do it. Okay. All right, so I've been kicked off. I can't be trusted. Yes. Oh, so I'm going to do it now. Oh, I get to do it now. Yes, I can do it. Okay. Is that too much? Okay. All right. I'm going to put the mic down. I didn't die, guys. So the point of that is God is like the bubbles, right? He just kind of like covered my hand and protected my hand from being burnt. And it's like that in real life, you know. God is the bubble and all the trials and everything that comes to us, you know, he's there regardless. Like sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, like this is the end of the world. Like, I'm really, really sad. But God's there. And sometimes it doesn't feel like he is there, but he always is. So that's kind of it for me. I hope you kind of semi-learned something. The point was fire. That we can walk through the fire without being burnt. All right, we're going to invite the worship team back up. How about we all stand up? This is like an old school song, hey?
Let your light shine and let Jesus You ready? Everybody repeat after us. Ready? Cause I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
I'm gonna let my light shine.
I'm gonna let my light shine.
You're not scared.
You're not scared.
You're gonna let your light shine.
You're gonna let your light shine.
We're not scared.
We're not scared.
We're gonna let our light shine.
We're gonna let our light shine.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And he's gonna let his light shine. Wow. Come on, give them a hand. Woo. Woo. And I think we do need one more encore of the Let Your Light Shine. And I want to see some shining. Where's mine? Mine's gone. What's going on? We want to see some waving in unison. So get the guys back up here. Come on, we're going to sing it together, all of us. And we're going to do it in unison. This is going to look good. Ready, everyone, go this way. Come on, and then back. There, look at you. Look at that. Okay, take it away, guys. Take it away.
Let your light shine. Whoa, let your light shine. Whoa, let your light shine and let Jesus shine through you. Let your light shine. Whoa.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
I'm gonna let my light shine.
I'm gonna let my light shine.
You're not scared.
You're not scared.
You're gonna let your light shine.
You're gonna let your light shine.
We're not scared.
We're not scared.
We're gonna let our light shine.
Cause Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
And he's gonna let his light shine.
Such a great job. Give them a hand. Woo! With the wristbands, just make sure you put them at the container at the back because we need to give them back to the owner. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the kids' takeover service.
over there from that old songbook. Jason, it's coming from the book.
That's silly. Books don't cry.
Well, this one does. Maybe it's...
Oh, Jesus.
Happy thought?
Of three.
Times are changing.
To conquer it.
It's a Spartan masterclass.
Triple the drama. Triple the challenge. Triple the wow.
Will this fight tonight?
Here, no one triumphs alone.
Yeah.
Rachel Pollock, can you please come to Big Church? Rachel Pollock, where you at? Kids pastor, we can't take a photo without you. Rachel Pollock, calling Rachel Pollock, our kids pastor. Rachel, can we take a photo? Rachel Pollock, calling all Rachel Pollocks. Rachel Pollock. Rachel Pollock. Are you in the building? Rachel Pollock. Rachel. Is she here? Joel, please come back. Joel, we have Rachel. Can you come back now? Thank you.
Thank you.